Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by and welcome to IMC's conference call to discuss the second quarter of 2017 results. The presentation is available for download at the company's website, www.internationalmealcompany.com/IR. We would like to inform that during the company's presentation, all participants will only be able to listen to the call. We will then begin the Q&A session when further instructions will be given. In case you need any assistance during the conference, please request the operator's help by pressing *0. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. In this conference, we have Mr. Newton Maya, CEO of IMC, Mr. Jose Agate, CFO and Investor Relations Director of IMC. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Newton Maya. Please, Mr. Maya, you may proceed.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to IMC's conference call for the second quarter 17 results, in which we will provide important information related to the quarter performance and also perspective for 2017 full year. Now, in slide 2, you can find the main highlights for the quarter. First, with regards to financial highlights, I'd like to emphasize the adjusted EBITDA reached 39 million reais and was up by 67% in constant currency, with a 400 bps increase in margins that reached 10.1%, with revenues reaching 390 million reais, or up 0.6% year over year, also in constant currency. These are the early improvements in results as a consequence of the implementation of our strategy focused on efficiency, execution, and growth. In Brazil, operating income was up 510% year over year, reaching 12.5 million. Reais with a 470 bps expansion in margin, reflecting our efforts to improve efficiency on the back of the implementation of the zero-based budget in early April, combined with top-line growth in the road segment. In the United States, the new stores, combined with higher efficiency on labor costs and selling and operating expenses, led to a 14% growth on operating income with a 170 bps margin improvement. In the Caribbean, operating income was up by 21% in constant currency as a consequence of improved margins. The operating cash after maintenance capex in the quarter was 32 million reais, and that's equivalent to 85% of the adjusted EBITDA in the quarter. These initial results are very inspiring, and we believe that much more can be achieved based on our several pillar strategy that I'll give more color on the following slides. That should lead to the company to higher margins and organic top-line growth. Now on slide 3, I would like to share with you more details regarding our strategy that focuses on execution, efficiency, and growth. First, we are keeping the efforts of having a leaner structure in the implementation of zero-based budget, which is a cost reduction and, more importantly, a cost control effort. As I mentioned in our first Q earnings call, we implemented a new version of the zero-based budget starting in April, revising our headcount and expenses for April until December 2017. And the final outcome was a reduction in headcount of over 300 employees in April compared to January. Another effort that is helping us to deliver such strong results is the execution based on projects using our PMO, Project Management Office, which allow us to implement simultaneously over 300 initiatives with systemic support and weekly meetings, granting the proper execution of the most various projects. The third pillar relates to closer monitoring of our operations through a live KPI monitoring tool with daily reports with important KPIs and benchmarking, allowing proper actions if needed. Now, on slide 4, the fourth pillar aims to improve the same-store sales with demand generation efforts and organization by brand focus. On that front, we are amongst other initiatives introducing a new store look and feel, product innovation with a head chef for each brand, and special campaigns and marketing calendar for each operation, which are crucial for market share gains. To deliver all that, we need to have our team aligned with our targets, which is the purpose of the fifth pillar, alignment and training, that is focused on day-to-day execution with proper incentives, aligning store managers' individual goals with the companies, with variable compensation of employees linked to the performance of each store. The sixth pillar relates to the enhancement of companies' processes in order to grant proper execution and improve results with efforts such as strategic sourcing with centralized purchases, allowing better terms with suppliers, and two, engineering with the maintenance process review, systemic control of assets, and focus on preventive versus corrective maintenance. And last but not least, we have our seventh pillar, expansion. On top of the same-store sales growth efforts, we are seeking opportunities for organic expansions of proven concepts like Olive Garden Restaurant in Brazil, which we're happy to announce the opening of a new restaurant already in 2017 in São Paulo. Another opportunity is with the Margarita View Landshark brand in the United States, that we should open an additional location in the first quarter of 2018. Our latest Margarita View opening in July in Cleveland has been yielding encouraging results. All in all, we already see the early signs of the company's improved structure, process, and cost controls materializing in the results, with room for further improvement in margins and a sizable organic growth opportunity in terms of same-store sales and also the opening of new locations. I will now pass the floor to Jose Agote, our CFO, who will provide further detailed information on our financial performance.
Thank you, Newton, and good morning, everyone. On slide 5, we have an overview of the quarter and the main factors that influenced our EBITDA. We can see improvements in all geographies in the quarter, as well as an additional improvement on corporate expenses. Brazilian operating income was up 10.5 million. The road segment grew almost R$1 million on the back of higher same-store sales and lower labor and rent expenses as a consequence of the implementation of the zero-based budget. Additionally, the air segment was up by 1.3 million. As a result of lower rent expenses from the rent agreement renegotiations that took place in the second half of 2016, and lower utilities and SNOPEX expenses related to the zero-based budget implementation. The mall segment, however, was still under pressure from lower same-store sales that offset the benefits from the cost reduction efforts. There was also a slight increase in G&A expenses due to the strengthening of the IT, marketing, and engineering teams. Another important achievement in Brazil results through the efforts of the tax committee that had a positive impact in the other revenues line, showing significant tax recovery credits, which are to be converted into cash in the short term. In the U.S., the better performance was related to the positive performance of the recently opened restaurants that offset the lower same-store sales, combined with reduced labor, selling, and operating expenses, and a higher equity income that led to a R$1.2 million improvement in the quarter. In the Caribbean, same-store sales were up, and the operating excellence efforts led to higher margins and an increase of R$2.2 million in the quarter. With regards to holding expenses, there was a almost R$2 million reduction due to a corporate restructuring. All in all, adjusted EBITDA reached R$39 million in constant currency, up 67% year-on-year with a 10% margin. On slide 6, we can see the evolution of the number of stores. We see that the company closed the quarter with 249 stores, a net decrease of 22 stores in comparison with the previous year. There was a net reduction of 20 stores in Brazil, of which 3 were in roads, 15 in shopping malls, and 2 in airports. In the U.S., there was a net increase of 1 store, and also a net reduction of 3 stores in the Caribbean. On the next slide, we can see the same-store sales performance in the second quarter. On the left, we can see the Brazilian same-store sales totaled positive 2%. The road segment posted a 9% positive same-store sales performance led by gas stations. We had a 3% reduction in airports and a 4% reduction in malls. Next, to the right, we can see that the U.S. operation had a negative same-store sales performance of 6%, mostly impacted by lower traffic in the Atlantic City units, Las Vegas, and Pigeon Forge. Then we have the performance of the Caribbean operations that posted a 1.5% same-store sales increase. Finally, on the right, we have the consolidated figures that show nearly flat performance year-on-year in constant currency and a 4% reduction in reais. On slide 8, we have the company's consolidated results, which were positively impacted by improved margins in all geographies and lower holding expenses. EBITDA totaled $39 million, increasing 67% versus last year and improving 400 basis points in margins in constant currency. In terms of cash generation, EBITDA conversion to operating cash after maintenance capex stood at 85% versus 66% last year. Moving on to the next slide, we have the consolidated results for the Brazilian operations, which presented a strong 470 basis point improvement in margins. Operating income came in at $13 million, up nearly 6x compared to second quarter last year, due to the improvement in the road and airport segment results, combined with tax recovery credits that offset the lower performance in shopping malls. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion reached 89% of the quarter, up from 26% last year. Moving now to the road segment on slide 10, we can see the positive performance of both restaurants and gas stations that led to a 9% increase in same-store sales in the quarter, offsetting the reduction of 3 stores in the period, leading to an 8% increase in net revenues that totaled $106 million in the quarter. Operating income came in at $11 million, 9% up year over year as a consequence of lower labor and rent expenses, offsetting the increasing fuel cost due to the higher discount policy implemented in some gas stations to drive higher demand to gas stations and restaurants. There was a 10 basis point increase in operating margin in the period. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion reached 92% in the quarter. On slide 11, we can see the Brazilian air operations posted a reduction of 3% in same-store sales, which, combined with a reduction in stores, led to a 10% reduction in net revenues that came in at 58 million reais. Operating income came in at 3 million, which represents a 61% improvement year over year, and a 260 basis points increase in margin as a result of lower rent, utilities, and SNOPEX. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion reached 92% in the quarter, up from 83% last year. On the next slide, we review the mall operations, which were impacted by a reduction of 4% on same-store sales and the net closure of 15 stores year-on-year, leading to a 4% reduction in net revenues that reached 60 million reais in the quarter. Operating income totaled 4 million, down 22% year-on-year, with a 160 basis point reduction in margins due to lower volumes affecting the segment scale. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion reached 93% in the quarter. Now, on slide 13, we'll talk about the U.S. operations, which we present in local currency. In the second quarter, revenue from the U.S. operation totaled $34 million, up 2% versus last year due to the opening of 3 new stores, offsetting the reduction in same-store sales of 6%. Operating results were 14% up year-on-year, reaching $5 million, with a 170 basis points increase in margins that reached 15%. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion reached 98% in the quarter. On slide 14, we review the Caribbean operations in Panama and Colombia. For a better comparison, we present the figures in reais in constant currency. Same-store sales in the Caribbean were up by 2%, led by Panama, resulting in a net revenue increase of 3% year-on-year. Improved costs and expenses as a result of the operational excellence efforts resulted in a 21% increase in our operating income that totaled 13 million reais in the quarter, with an operating margin of 26%, up from 22% last year. In terms of cash generation, our operating income to operating cash conversion reached 99% in the quarter. Now commenting on the company's cash flow, we move to slide 15. Our operating cash flow after maintenance capex in the quarter totaled 32 million reais, compared to 16 million last year. The EBITDA to operating cash conversion reached 85%, up from 66% last year. Continuing with the cash flow, Now on slide 16, we can see that we generated 5 million reais in the quarter. The cash flow highlights include CapEx of 8 million reais, total debt amortization of 19 million reais, and an 8 million reais cash outflow related to our share buyback program. This concludes my comments on the financial results, and now we'll turn the floor over to Newton for his final remarks before we open the Q&A session.
Now, on slide 17, I'd like to share with you my last comments. First, we're very pleased with the initial impacts from the implementation of our strategy that led to 67% increase in EBITDA, 400 bps improvement in margins, and a cash conversion rate of 85% in the quarter. Second, the results are good, and there's still a lot to be achieved. For instance, Brazilian operating margin is still at mid-single digit, and we believe that a sustainable margin level for the Brazilian operation is above 10%. And we are confident that it can be achieved through the continuous implementation of our strategy. And on top of that, we see further room for cost structure adjustments still in 2017. And third, we also have a clear path for organic growth of proven concepts such as Olive Garden in Brazilian malls and Margaritaville and Landshark in the United States. That we have already signed agreements to open new restaurants shortly, combined with many other opportunities already mapped out, including an important effort to improve same-store sales. All in all, early results are encouraging, and we have room for improvements in margins and a sizable growth opportunity. This concludes my comments, and from now on, we will open for a Q&A session.
We will now begin the Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please dial star, then 1. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star, then 2. And again, ladies and gentlemen, please press star, then 1 to ask a question. And at this time, showing no questions, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Newton Maia for his final remarks.
Once again, I'd like to thank you all for joining us and reinforce that we are very optimistic about the company's outlook with margin gains opportunities combined with organic growth in sales. Thanks a lot, and we are available to our Industrial Relations Department to answer any questions you might have in the future. Thank you.
This concludes IMC's conference call. You may disconnect your lines and have a nice day.